In February of 1942, United States Army Air Force General Ira Eaker arrived in England with a difficult assignment. Within the year, he was to build a bomber force large enough to deliver tons of high explosives to German targets day after day until the Nazi war machine was destroyed. Though the British warned against it, the United States Army Air Force believed in precision bombing by day, when bombardiers could clearly see their targets, use their excellent Norden bomb sight, and drop their bombs exactly where they were needed. If the bomber formations were large enough and tight enough, the formidable firepower of the massed bombers would protect them. Eaker succeeded in building a massive bombing arm, and soon missions were being flown by formations of 300 to 400 B-17 heavy bombers. By the end of the war, missions with more than 1,000 bombers were not uncommon. The United States Army Air Force had been right about precision daylight bombing, but only partly right. The bombers couldn't defend themselves well enough to keep their losses at an acceptable level. The key to success of precision daylight bombing was the development of long-range fighter escorts. The Little Friends, as grateful bomber crews called them, were able to stop all but the most determined German fighters from reaching the bomber formations.